are you doing, Yael?
I'm trying to reduce my inflammation, Don.
With what? Yoga? Wouldn't aspirin work better?
We're used to thinking in terms of drugs being used to cure sickness, but scientific research has shown that mindfulness meditation, which focuses attention on the present moment, can also be helpful.
I've heard about using meditation to reduce stress, but inflammation?
Researchers from the United States and Spain found in one study that mindfulness may not only affect your mood, it may affect your genes.
Genes? You've got to be joking.
Quite the contrary, Don. Genes make proteins, and the amount that they manufacture depends upon the extent to which the gene is turned on or off. The researchers measured levels of certain proteins called histones produced by genes involved in inflammation.
You're saying that more histones mean more inflammation?
Yes. Researchers compared a group of experienced meditators with another group of people who engaged in quiet activities over an 8-hour period. Before the session, there was no difference in histone levels between groups. After the sessions, they noticed a so-called downregulation, or a suppression of the gene-producing histones in the meditators, compared to the other group.
So the next time my arthritis flares up, I can just sit in my office and meditate all day.
It's probably not as simple as that. The meditators they used in this study were experienced. This was the first study to show changes in gene expression after meditation, and they need more testing to show cause and effect with inexperienced people. So, no, you can't meditate in your office all day. We have work to do.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.